I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3DFFL season number 3 podcast. This is the Signs in Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports and entertainment podcast on Spotify. Guys, we are here with the Gus Empire. Gus, go ahead and introduce yourself to the league. Tell us how to say the name of your team as well on top of that. And also, I don't want to try to say your last name. I don't want to butcher it out of respect. So go ahead and let us know that as well.
No worries. So my full name is Gus Empiretegui, and so the name was, trying to keep it simple, it's just Sempire, right? So it's a little merge of both. But my name is Gus. What's up, everybody? I'm happy to be on here. I appreciate it. Let's go.
All right, guys. So as you know, we are going to be covering the week number 12 matchups for the 3DFFL in this segment. Next segment, we will cover the league. Here with Gus Empire with the Sempire. Sorry, I'm just used to it. I've been saying it all year. So,
no worries.
Oh, wait. Okay. Well, okay. I was going to say, before we do that, I'm sorry. I don't mean any disrespect. So before we do that, Tell us about the name and where the inspiration for the name or motivation for the name came up.
So really, it's just merging my last name. It's just Empire. I used to have a few different variations of it, but I figure Sempire would just be, you know, like S Empire. But the first four letters of my last name are S-E-M-P, and so I kind of just merged them together. But it does throw people off. I'll give you that.
All right, let's get into Gus. I need you to get into the schedule tab on the fantasy football app and just go ahead and go to the week 12 matchups for me and let me know when you're there.
I'm here.
All right, guys, as you know, we're going to be talking about week 12 matchups, week 12 results. The first matchup that we're going to talk about, we got Design Gifted. Wrong league. You probably didn't even. Here we go, guys. Give me 1 second. We are on the league, the schedule. Little wonky start to this episode, that's on me, but here we are. Week 12 matchups, week 12 results. We got Who Wants to Smoke taking on the Signs in Sports Podcast. We got Who Wants to Smoke 121.26 falling to the Signs in Sports Podcast 163.38. Standout performers for Who Wants to Smoke, you got Bucky Irving 27.2, 88 yards and a touchdown. He also had 6 catches, 6 targets, 64 yards. Bucky Irving with a, sorry guys, I'm a little wonky with the way I'm controlling my app right now, 27.2 game. And that was the only standout performer on the roster. But you also have Baker Mayfield with 18.66, 294 yards and a rush touchdown. The 3DFFL had standout performances from Saquon Barkley with a huge 46.2 game, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also added 4 catches for 47 yards into the mix to give him a grand total of 46.2. Standout performance from Jordan Addison with a big 30.2 game, 8 catches, 162 yards, and a touchdown. Sempire, go ahead and tell us, give us your opinions, commentary, whatever you think on the matchup, and we want to hear from you.
Yeah, so as a Falcons fan, it definitely hurts me a little to see the Bucs players going off, especially when I, in a couple of leagues, drafted Rashad White. You know, Bucky Irving's been going off. You know, it's definitely a surprise after the year Rashad White had last year, but he's definitely been an up-and-coming running back. Saquon, I don't know that anybody has a better rushing duo than you do. I mean, between Saquon and Derrick Henry, I mean, you're having amazing weeks. Saquon, again, I mean, he's not slowing down. It's It's definitely a surprise with all of these new running backs on new teams. I mean, looking at Jordan Addison, best game of the year so far for him. I mean, team's going strong. Team looks good. Even some of these bench guys, I mean, it's hard to know who to start on your team. You got some guys who are really doing well.
So, I want to talk about Jordan Addison a little bit. Similar to the last podcast where I talked to Kevin Kloss about kind of a slow start, stronger, you know, last 4 weeks. Jordan Addison in his last four games has had 16.1 points, 4.9, 15.1, and 30.2. Three touchdowns in four games in his four double-digit games. And averaging probably about six targets a game. What do you think about Jordan Addison? Do you have any opinions on the first half of his season as compared to his second? If you want to get into his 2024 game log and go ahead and look at it and give us your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, definitely with the QB situation, it's sort of a surprise that he's you know, doing a little better now, but especially with Hockenson, the tight end, coming back. I would have thought his production would have dipped even more, but it looks like he's doing better than ever. I know last year, obviously, was a hot start for his rookie year, but he still looks like a good player. I mean, like I said, even with Hockenson back, he's still getting the targets, getting the looks, and you already know what the other wide receivers do on the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson, best in the league. Matchup number two, guys, we got Tizzle Bun taking on Sempire. Okay, Sempire, here you go. I'm going to pass it to you. Go ahead and read it off and have fun.
Yeah, so it was another tough loss for me. We have...
Actually, hold on. I'm sorry, Gus. I didn't mean to cut you off like that. I apologize. But guys, let me build this up a little bit more. We got Tizzle Bun and Sempire. There's a tragic story behind this this matchup right here. Sempire is about to let you guys in on it. Gus, take it away.
Yeah, it was definitely a must-needed win for me. Unfortunately, came up a little short, and so it hurts me to say I'm out of the playoff contention. And it's funny, I get on the podcast as soon as I get eliminated, but you know what? You know, what can you do? You know, first overall pick was tough. You know, we were talking about a little bit earlier that it's not a lot of room for error when you're first overall. And unfortunately, I took McCaffrey. He got hurt, but, you know, the season's kind of been full of surprises. So, you know, do what you can. Luckily, I had some players pick up the slack a little bit, but, you know, not a good season overall for me.
So, in your matchup, you lost to Tizzle Bun 143.68 to 124.3. As you said, ended your chances at the playoffs officially. We had standout performances from Tizzle Bun with 22.58, 177 yards, and three total touchdowns from Lamar Jackson. DJ Moore with a big game, 26.9, 7 catches, 106 yards, and a touchdown. Cortland Sutton also having a big game with 30 points, 29.7, 8 catches, 97 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And George Kittle with the 20.2 game, 6 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. So, what a tough roster to go against. And to see a roster stack up like that, even Chuba Hubbard with 15 points, 58 yards, and a touchdown in the RB1 makes up for the 3.7 in the RB2. Standout performances for Sempire, Jaden Daniels, 30.4. I want you to talk about Jaden Daniels here in a second, but Jaden Daniels with 30.4, 275 yards, three total touchdowns, and two interceptions. Talk about how Jaden Daniels has, if at all, you have been surprised by him coming into the league and his rookie season to this point, the ups and downs.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely surprised with how well he's done. I mean, a couple weeks in, he was already my rookie of the year. I mean, he looked good, especially coming in as a rookie on an offense that wasn't all that great. I mean, they have good running backs. They added Eckler. But overall, they weren't really doing much, especially last year. So, he's been a big help for me. If I did have a better season, it was mainly because of him. I mean, he's had some great games. I can only think of one or two games where he really didn't do much. But, you know, again, as a rookie, you look at some of these other guys coming in who were picked before him or who may be on better teams, you're definitely doing better than a lot of them.
Jaden Daniels, putting together games like 28.16, 28.06 in week number 3, 24.02 in week 4, 19.72, 20.96 concurrently in the next 2 weeks, 5 points, 22, 19. And then, of course, had a couple stale weeks, like you said, 8.5, 13.4, and then 30.4 against Dallas. Great season. As you said, has probably been one of the biggest factors in keeping you in contention, because if you can find a set-and-forget quarterback, which I imagine he was for you outside of the bye week, they'll at least carry you through. But the Christian McCaffrey thing, you want to talk a little bit more about it, or you want to get off of talking about your pain for a little bit?
No, honestly, I'm happy to talk about it. Like I said, I ended up with the first overall pick in two leagues, and so I haven't won. I can't say I've won a league championship with the first overall pick yet, but I took Brees in the other one, thinking, you know what, let me not pick the same guy for both leagues. Let's see how for they sure. play out, hoping that Brees again was getting the volume. But McCaffrey was one that I thought was a given. I thought, okay, he's the safer bet. You know, guys rarely, or they haven't ever repeated as the number one overall player in fantasy, but I knew he'd miss a little time. So I'm like, you know what, when he gets back, he should look good. But then obviously he had some other lingering issues and he really didn't get back when he should have. By then, I don't know exactly what my record was, but definitely hurt. And even having him back now, I was still in the playoff contention, but he hasn't done much, right? If you're looking at his last few weeks, you know, he did have two good weeks fantasy points wise, but he really wasn't doing much rushing and he hasn't scored yet. So that part was a surprise, especially seeing how Jordan Mason kind of was just plugged in and did so well early on. It's not all his fault, obviously. You know, Purdy was hurt and things like that, but you still expect him to do better or have more volume than he has, especially against, you know, what do we say, Tampa Bay, Seattle, and Green Bay. The best defense there is probably Green Bay, and so obviously he didn't have a great game against them. They weren't able to run it as much, but you'd still expect to see a lot more from him. I could say the same for Brees, too. Like I said, in the other league, Brees is a great player, but again, that offense hasn't looked as good as it should have. Same with the 49ers.
You know, I'm glad I didn't have the first overall pick, because I would have picked CeeDee Lamb and I would have been in a terrible position. So, you know, a very difficult position to draft at. I never believed it. I said, how could it be? You know, your first overall, you're getting the best possible best fantasy football player. But like you said, a lot of other little minor details go into it. And fantasy football is one of the most up and down games you'll probably ever be involved in. So little shout out to TJ Hockenson with 18.4 on your lineup before we go. 7 catches, 114 yards. I'm sorry. Moving on to matchup number 3. We got Prison Mike Squad and we got Star Gang. Prison Mike Squad 130.5 to Star Gang 94.32. Prison Mike Squad had standout performances from Sam Darnold, 21.1 with 330 yards, 2 touchdowns. We just talked about the passing attack over there in Minnesota. We also had standout games from Nico Collins, 20.2, 5 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. And we will give the head nod to Jackson Smith and Jigba as well with 19.7, 6 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. So standout performers for Star Gang, it looks like she left Drake London on the roster with a bye. And okay, so Star Gang might be inactive for a couple weeks. We're going to have to see what's going on there. Standout performances from Devin Achan, 20.6, 32 yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, and 24 rush receiving yards on 3 catches. We also had Tony Pollard with 21.9, 119 yards and a touchdown, and he had 3 catches for 10 yards as well. Head nod to Justin Herbert, 17.62, 218 yards and a rush touchdown. Man, you know, Gus, I'm really taking a second away from the numbers for a little bit. It's week 12, so having guests on here has really helped out a lot as far as like the fatigue that you get going through the, you know, the 18 week season, 19 week season. So, having you guys on really helps out in that area as far as like, you know, having other opinions as well. That also, you know, the whoever's listening, the guys in our league, etc., you know, that's something that they enjoy as well, is getting some other opinions as well onto the show also. So we appreciate you being on here. Matchup number four, guys, we have Kyle Orton Memorial and Drinking from the Cup. Drinking from the Cup 132.3. beating Kyle Orton Memorial 105.98. If I'm not mistaken, almost squelching the chances for Kyle Orton Memorial when it comes to the to his possible playoff run. Standout performances for Kyle Orton Memorial: we had Puka Nacua with 20.7, 9 catches, 117 yards, and Will Lutz with 22 points, 5 field goals for 5 field goals made and attempted, 2 extra points made, 2 extra points attempted. And then Drinking from the Cup had a big game from Caleb Williams with 27, 340 yards, 2 touchdowns, 28.6 from Josh Jacobs, 106 yards and 3 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp with 20 points, 8 catches, 60 yards and a touchdown. And Terry McLaurin, 21.2, 5 catches, 102 yards and a touchdown. So, Sampire, go ahead and give us your opinions, commentary on this matchup, if there is any.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see Caleb Williams, you know, get going. I know he had a tough stretch. Like we said with Jaden Daniels, a lot of these rookies coming in, they have a lot of pressure on them, especially being the first overall. And so usually you get the best out of the defenses you play. But even with that, you know, he's had a few great games. If you're talking about this current week too, he's looking good. Josh Jacobs, again, another running back who is a surprise. I mean, guys go to new teams, and it's rare that a running back gets not only the same volume, but that they do better than they did the year before with a new team. And, you know, we're seeing it with a lot of these guys, which is a surprise. Guys usually you'd stay away from, you know, Mixon. We didn't know what happened with him. Josh Jacobs in that same boat, Derrick Henry, you know, Saquon is probably in the best situation out of all of them, but, you know, Josh Jacobs holding his own too. Kupp, it's good to see Kupp coming back and doing well. You know, he's getting the volume even with a lot of the other guys there. With Stafford being up there in age, he's doing a good job. And Terry McLaurin tied into, you know, Jaden Daniels' success. He's having a great year too.
It's helping. Go ahead. You are done? Okay. little slip up. It's those week 12 blues, you know what I mean? Like, once it starts getting past week 10, the podcast starts becoming a little bit of a stretch. So, as I was saying, I want to reiterate, having you guys on has made it a lot more fun, a lot more pleasant of a time, rather than being in here losing my mind about my fantasy football team by myself. So we appreciate you guys for that. I think you guys bring a very, very like different sort of opinion as compared to mine. So that's also appreciated as well. I'd like to see the differences in everybody's style and how they approach their fantasy football teams, how they approach fantasy football. It's always fun to get another person on and pick their mind about this game that we also we all love. So matchup number five, guys, we have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, pulling out a win 114.56 to mixing things up 73.46. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, had standout games from Jahmyr Gibbs, 25 points, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns. AJ Brown with 22.9, 6 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown. Trey McBride, 25.3 points, 12 catches, 133 yards. And we had standout performances from mixing things up from nobody. But we will give at least highest scored performer, Zach Ertz, 15.8 against Dallas, 6 catches, 38 yards, and 1 touchdown. I thought about starting Zach Ertz in the league, but I didn't do it. But Sampire, opinions, commentary?
Yeah, I mean, this is some of these matchups were tough for some of these players. Trey McBride stands out. He's definitely he's been the most consistent player on the Cardinals for sure. You know, Kyler's good, but he's been a little up and down. And Marvin Harrison's disappeared a few times. But, you know, Trey McBride is definitely a must-start. Metcalf, I'm a big fan of Metcalf. I hope to see him doing a lot better. But he's doing well. A.J. Brown, you know, he's always a great one to start. Jahmyr Gibbs, that's a big surprise to me, too. I stayed away from him because of the whole Montgomery situation. But it's crazy to think that you have two, you know, must-start running backs on the same team, and they both seem to go off every week.
Which is always something that you, want. So, matchup number six. Guys, we got Florida boy continuing the tough year for him with 57.3 points. And Hawk Tua, another championship, the reigning defending champion of the 3DFFL, pulling one away 94.56 to 57.3. Standout performers for Hawk Tua, another championship, we had nobody. And for Florida boy, we also had nobody. So, Sempire, just give us your take on matchups like this, how hard they are, how difficult they are when your lineup's just not hitting.
Well, I've definitely been there. I've had a few games like that where you feel so good about your lineup before the game start, and then, you know, you just can't watch. You almost can't watch. You see some of your best players not doing enough or just getting a bad matchup. I mean, you look at guys like Ramondre Stevenson, who's been so good lately, at least last year, and that offense can't really get it going. You know, James Conner, like I said, you know, he's not as consistent as Trey McBride on the Cardinals, but just that whole offense has kind of been off. You know, luckily he still pulled off almost double-digit points on 8 yards, which is, you know, crazy to think about. Like a bunch of surprises as well. You know, Tyrone Tracy from the Giants having a great year. Not even really a true running back, but kind of plugged in and having a great year. Sam Laporta, right? How many leagues did we see him drafted early on? And he didn't really pay off, but hopefully he gets it going too. I mean, this year has been a little crazy. I had a lot of surprises. Definitely a lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises, a lot of injuries as well. Talk about that. Have you had to deal with any injuries on your lineup, especially, Christian McCaffrey.
For me, the big one was Rashee Rice.
Rashee
Rice early on, he was having a great year. You know, he must have been number one wide receiver at some point. But, you know, then he goes down, especially the way he went down, right? If everyone remembers, Mahomes took him out a little bit on the sideline there. And, you know, out for season, he's done. It's hard to replace a guy like that, especially when I already had McCaffrey on the IR. So that definitely hurt. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of injuries that we didn't expect this year.
Matchup number six. Matchup number six is concluded, guys. Let's go on to what we expect to see in matchup in week number 13, Gus. We'll go ahead and go to the schedule tab again, get to the week number 13 matchups. And we got the Signs and Sports podcast next week taking on Tizzlebun. We got Gus Empire, Sempire, taking on Prison Mike Squad. We got Star Gang taking on Kyle Orton Memorial. We got Drinking from the Cup taking on The Chosen One. We got Mixing Things Up taking on Florida Boy in matchup number 5. And the final matchup of week 13 would be Hawk Tua, another championship, taking on Who Wants the Smoke. Any opinions on your matchup coming up or how you plan to continue going forward in the league and what strategy you take going forward, or just any advice to anybody who is in the same situation as you, or how do you just anything on that topic?
Yeah, so even though missing the playoffs hurts, right, it's a tough situation. It does let me be a little riskier with my lineups, right? I'm not really playing it as safe as much. Maybe guys who have a bigger upside, but also a bigger downside, you're able to start. You know, in my case, I'm playing, Prison Mike Squad, who's 6-6. You know, he needs the win. And so in his case, you know, he's got more to lose than I do. I see a couple of matchups here that are similar. Even, you know, Star Gang and Kyle Orton Memorial, 7-4-1 and 7-5. The next few weeks are going to be really good. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some of these matchups. We've had some surprises on Monday nights or on Sunday nights. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But in my case, I'm definitely trying to take more risk, right? Not necessarily trying to take anybody down with me, but, you know, we are.
So, I mean, hey, if you could play spoiler, I mean, that's as good as it gets at this point, right?
Exactly. That's what we're playing for now, right? Just taking them down with us and seeing what that end of season looks like. You have a strong team. Like I said, I'm a big fan of your running backs there. You're doing a good job. I don't see any team that really stands out as the best, which is nice, right? I feel like we have a pretty well-balanced league. But, yeah, I'm excited to see how the season plays out and how everything works out with the playoffs.
I've had a great time, and it's been a very competitive league. And, you know, the group chat on Facebook has been, like, pretty active as well. As I talked about, I've seen you in there a bunch. I've seen a lot of the guys kind of interacting with each other, having a good time. That's always a good sign of, you know, something that's happening there. You know, the community is real important to us, and we take it real serious. And, you know, we're just glad that we have guys that are willing to participate and willing to be a part of it. So, as I said, we appreciate you being a part of it and getting on the show.
Of course, no, I appreciate the invite. The podcasts have been great. You know, I've been listening to all of them. You know, everyone's done a great job. You're doing a great job. I just appreciate that the league's competitive, right? And that we have a unique situation here where not everyone's doing this, or almost no one's doing this, right? Where you're as involved. We have ongoing conversation about the league. We can talk a little smack, but, you know, we're all discussing the stuff we care about, right? You know, football and how the teams are doing, and not just our teams, but just all the players in general, right? Fantasy has you rooting for teams and players you normally wouldn't.
Yeah, true. So, guys, as we talk about the community, as you guys know, I just want to reiterate the fact that in the Discord, we are working on a Madden tournament throughout the off season. So that means once the championship game is wrapped up, we will probably take a week off, and then, well, actually during that week, we'll be discussing the details, getting the rules together, etc. And then, you know, a week later or a month later, whenever you guys feel or deem ready, we'll get into some Madden, NCAA, whatever you guys want to do. I believe those are cross-plat. Maybe not franchises, but we can do them according to system, etc. We can figure it out and work out all the details. So that's something to look forward to. If you're not in the Discord, join the Discord, ask one of our team members for the link, and let's get to it. Next thing we're going to talk about, Gus, is we're going to talk about the standings. You are in Zone D. Okay, so, okay. I'll let you cover Zone D regardless. I'll cover Zone 3. Zone 3, we have in first place, best record in the league, we have the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 9-3. Number 2, we have Who Wants to Smoke. Actually, Terrence Pryor has already clinched a playoff spot. So, Terrence Pryor has clinched a playoff spot. The first playoff spot clinched. Excuse me, guys. I'm getting a little bit tongue twisted. First one clinched. Number 2 in Zone 3, we have Who Wants to Smoke, 7-5. Number also tied with Kyle Orton Memorial, 7-5 as well. Number 4 in Zone 3, we have Tizzlebun, 6-5-1. Number 5, we have Prison Mike Squad, 6-6. And number 6, already eliminated from playoff contention, we have Florida Boy, 3-9. Go ahead and take away Zone D, Sempire.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you're having a great year, like we said. We have you in the top spot in Zone D at 8-4. We have Mary, we're doing really well, Star Gang, at 7-4-1. I didn't realize we had a tie in the league. It's pretty interesting. See how that plays out.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
yeah, it's rare. Very. We got Drinking from the Cup at 6-6. And we got Hawk Chua, another championship, who I believe was last year's champ, right? I wasn't here last year, but
he was.
From what I understand, that was him. So he's still got a chance. You know, slim but there. You know, he's not in my situation. I'm in fifth here at 4-8. Unfortunately, like we said, I'm out. But let's see if I can play spoiler. Same thing with mixing things up at 3-9 in sixth place. Hopefully, we can affect the playoff standings a little bit.
All right. We appreciate that, Gus. The next thing and last thing, or actually two more things to talk about. But before we get to the playoff bracket, we are going to talk about the power rankings. The fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Signs and Sports Podcast trending up 9 spots from number 11 to number 2. We got the Kyle Orton Memorial trending up 7 spots from number 7. Trending up 7 spots from number 12 to number 5. The Chosen One Terrence Pryor trending up 5 spots from number 6 to number 1. And trending down, of course, Gus. You know what I'm going to say. Maybe your team just needs a snicker because you're not you when you're hungry, Gus. Trending down, we got Sempire trending down 8 spots from number 2 to number 10. You want to talk about one more time just how you feel about how did it feel going through the year looking at the power rankings? Do you enjoy this tab? Is this something that you don't really check out? I fairly enjoy it.
I do. Usually I start somewhere in the middle of the pack draft day, right? I like some guys that I draft on potential. But to start at 2 and go to 10, you know, it was slowly slipping away from me.
Oh,
like I said,
no.
I had those injuries. Jordan Love early on, Rashee Rice out for a year. And I would keep an eye on this dipping down little by little. And, you know, it's funny the timing, right, for me to get on the podcast this week. And it seems like it's highlighting all of my... all my flaws for the year. This is the first time my name's on trending down, so that's funny. And like I said, this is the first week where I'm officially out of the playoffs. So, you know, it worked out the way it had to, but I'm definitely not looking to repeat this for next year.
As I said, my condolences to your team, but for us over here, you getting eliminated on the day that you were scheduled to get on the podcast, as fate would have it. What a great show for everybody. What great content to have, you know, such a turn of events. Or I did, you know, as I was reading out these numbers, I didn't even realize, Gus, that you had dropped from number 2 to number 10. You know, sometimes I get so caught up in kind of like the formulaic nature of reading through these graphs and charts and stuff. And I did not even realize you went from 2 to 10. That had to have been difficult to experience from week 1 to where we are now in week 12, officially getting eliminated from the playoffs. So that had to have been tough.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I felt happy. I felt good with my draft. The only one I was a little nervous about was first overall, right? Like I said, there's not a lot of room for error there. But I thought everything else went pretty well. Apparently not well enough. Looking in your case, you popped up from 11 to 2, so just goes to show you, you know, you might draft pretty well, or you might think you drafted pretty well, but there's a lot of stuff out of our hands. So, you know, they say there's two kinds of people, humble people and those to be humbled. And so it's my turn to get humble, and the way it goes sometimes.
It is. And I'm sure my time is coming as well, because I see little chinks in my armor here as we're going down the stretch. It's not exactly feeling great going into the playoffs, but it is where we are. Like you said, we got those two running backs. Hopefully that's something that, you know, eases the pain as we sit there and indulge in that for the next 6 weeks. So it's going to be a good stretch of games. It's going to be a fun rest of the podcast episode series. I mean, we got a lot of guests still lined up for the show. And you yourself included. We are not done yet, Gus, with dealing with your pain, discussing your pain. We got the playoff bracket. We got the playoff bracket, everybody. Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. We will start with, we'll just go ahead one more time. We'll get it out of the way, rip it off like a Band-Aid. You could even run through it quick if you want to. Projected constellation ladder. Gus, go ahead and take it away and read off what the constellation ladder looks like.
Yeah, so 7th place down. We have Drinking from the Cup at 6-6. You know, hopefully they'll pop up and maybe make a playoff spot. But as of right now, we have Drinking from the Cup playing Prison Mike Squad. You know, we'll see how that plays out. We have me, Sempire, playing Hawk 2, another championship, you know, the reigning champ. So we'll see how that plays out as well. And then we have Florida Boy and mixing things up to round off the bottom. But again, you know, no one's really out of that bottom spot yet, including me. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
All right, Gus, we got past it. we don't got to talk about it no more. Projected winners bracket. We got the chosen one, of course, guys, as you know, with the first bye of the playoffs, the first seed, 9-3. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor. The second bye of the wild card weekend, we got the 3DFFL for now, 8-4. And then the two matchups of wildcard weekend at this point, we got Who Wants to Smoke, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 5 seed, Kyle Orton Memorial, both 7-5. And then, of course, we have the two teams who actually tied this year, Tizzlebun in the 6 seed and Star Gang in the 3 seed. Tizzlebun being 6-5-1 and Star Gang being 7-4-1. So, Gus, before we get off the playoff bracket and before we start kind of wrapping up the show, I have a question for you. Don't know if or you said you've heard the podcast. I've asked Mike, I've asked Kevin, and I asked Keith as well, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe I didn't, but I want to ask you, when it comes to the playoffs, regardless if you're in it or not, when it comes to your fantasy football league championship weekend, should that fall week 18 or should it fall week 17?
I always prefer week 17. I'm not a big fan of, you know, having the risk of guys sitting out or guys holding back. I mean, you'd want it to be in a week where everyone's playing. And you know that everyone's still playing for a spot. So if it's up to me, I do love the week 17.
You're probably not going to run into a lot of people who are going to advocate for the number 18 spot, huh?
You might. I don't know. I have heard a couple of other leagues where they do want it. And the only reason they want it is because they're worried they're not going to have a good record at the end of the season, or it's a pretty big league. And so they want to be able to just squeak into the playoffs, right? They want that extra week to try to get in.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help the championship game, right? That's when you don't have a good, you know, finale, and you don't want that. Even if guys do play and they don't sit out, you know they're not really playing for a spot anymore, or usually not. And so the risk is too big. I definitely prefer to see a good competitive final. But, you know, to each their own.
For sure. And as I've talked about, as I've told everybody, most likely what we're going to do is here in the next 2 weeks, we're going to throw a poll into the community group chat, and we're going to go, or actually in the $100 group chat, since this is the one that we're talking about. And we'll go ahead and have the playoff teams, or have the teams decide and figure out, you know, what. Do you think it should be the only playoff teams that decide, or do you think it should be the whole league? Or how would it impact the decision one way or the other?
Honestly, it does make a lot of sense to have the playoff teams decide, because they're really the ones who are, you know, risking it all. Like, it really affects them. The teams that are not in the playoffs, you know, including me, you know, we might sway the decision, and it doesn't really affect us. So that's okay. A good point. You know, the playoff teams might be the best bet. But yeah, I mean, anything could happen. You never know. There might be some guys here who definitely, think one way or the other. It might not be so obvious.
That's true. That's true. You might have a lot of people like me who just want to make it challenging for no apparent reason when it's already challenging as it is. But no, I don't want a week 18 championship. Last year, you said it's your first year here, right?
First year here.
Okay, so last year, I just didn't even think about it. So by the time, you know, it was playoffs were here, we're ending up playing in a Week 18 championship. It wasn't fun. It wasn't great to deal with. And, yeah, I play devil's advocate only to give the other side and only to see if there's anybody out there who feels the same. And if they do, they should, you know, I like to hear differences of opinions on what they think they should do as well. So, yeah, getting off of the playoffs, getting off of the standings, getting off of the power rankings, the week 13 matchup, week 12 matchups, we are pretty much about wrapped up for the show. Gus, at the end of every segment, when we have a guest host on, what we do is we turn the platform to them for whatever they would want to talk about, speak about. If you have any businesses, brands, etc., you can go ahead and, you know, plug those. But Mr. Sempire, the floor is yours and the platform is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. Usually I don't really talk about business in this kind of setting, but I am a financial advisor. If anybody has questions, you know, I won't charge you if you're in the league. But yeah, I mean, I work in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, but really I'm all over in a bunch of states. So just think of me as a free resource. If you have any questions, you want to know about something, I'm happy to educate. That's really what I do. I mentioned to you, I do a lot of, you know, client relations and work with companies and things like that. And so happy to help where I can, especially in the league.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, if obviously, I mean, I hope that you plan on staying till next year, or at least staying in the Discord and staying in contact with everybody in the community. And like I said, maybe there's collaboration opportunities going forward in the future, especially if there's anything you can think about. We're always open ears to new ideas, to discussion about ideas. As I tell everybody, maybe not everyone's gonna be the idea that we go with, but we are very much, you know, open to ideas and just, you know, knowing how other people can help, because we're only really 3 years into this, you know, so we haven't been in it long. We're figuring it out as we go, and, you know, I'm giving it my best shot, and you know, I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. So it's it was a great time having you on, Gus. I really, really appreciate you for joining the league, being in the league, being an active participant in the league. And yeah, to everybody that was listening, that was Gus. That was the Sempire. And Gus, say your name one more time for everybody.
So it's Gus Sempertigi. Sempire is the team. And again, just so you know, I'm giving you a guarantee right now that I will be back next year. There's no way I can leave it like this. So I need some redemption here. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. That sounds perfect. And it looks like we'll be talking a lot more throughout the offseason, throughout the season. And we look forward to it. Guys, as you know, we play a song here in the middle of the episode. Song to be disclosed, because I haven't figured it out yet. So here on the break, I will figure it out. You know, whenever we come back on the other side, we will talk about the league. And that was Gus Sempire. Welcome to the league, Gus. Thank you for being here. Guys, we will catch you on the other side.
Heavily favored, there's just something about the way I talk. I sleep a little just to do a lot. Big shot, wrist watch like we finally made it. I talk to God every day like I'm already famous. I say my prayers in the morning, my Alisa we mourning. I text my mama that I love her while I'm out recording. Cause I just hit the gas and I floor it. My vino, it ain't important. My shorty, I like a boring. She in London like she Lauren. Or we could board a plane to France too, or even Mexico with my bitch in a bad mood. Like, who are you? My girl's a baddie, bring her friends too. And they in college like a Ruger, they be 22. Shoot, yeah, my shot don't miss. I'm like Steph Curry, step back, watch that switch. I'm like Conor McGregor when I be talking my shit. Now my name around the world, checkmate, bitch. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. So many places I could take this verse, I swear to God. Should I talk about the cars or wanna close a God? Want a day off? Shit, probably not. I've been working too hard, cause Ian need a shot at getting money. Paper chasing come with hella honeys calling my phone. They be blowing up the group chat and Mia knows. Mia made it, is the next to blow. 200,000 Spotify streams, yeah ho, in case you ain't know. Now I'm back in my zone, I'm about to kill it, everything is a go. Somebody get my phone, I gotta call Vogue. Cause my baby a model, then she hop out of her clothes. And she dip out in the rose, and you know how this shit goes. She a diva rock star, she be holding her own. Know the game, know the road, she be living the code. She know the deal when she get in the home. Get it or gone, know the deal, I be better alone. Cause lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine. Long nights in the studio grinding. Late nights, all the time, no shine. We been working, we gon' get it like it's go time. Lot of pressure put on me until I shine.
All right, guys, that was Gus Sempertigi. That was No Shine by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. And guys, this is the league, and this is the Week 12 matchup, Week 12 results. We are currently going to talk about Week number 12. As I almost started this episode off with, guys, the matchup number 1, Design Gifted taking on Team Bro Dog. Before I get into that, guys, Spotify at D.I.G., I'm sorry, if you like that song, if you like the music we've been putting on here, Spotify at D.I.G., we just put out an album. We just put an album out recently in May 22nd. We dropped a 3-part album, Attitude and Assumptions, the deluxe version out now on Spotify. You guys go check that out. Also check out True JB, True Rilo, Tone G, and Chach with the Heat as well on Spotify. And also, you can follow the Facebook page for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on Facebook. You can follow D.I.G. on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. You can follow True, the Realest Underground Entertainment, on Facebook, which is my music team. The music team I'm a part of. Shout out to True. You can follow them on Facebook at T-R-U-E. That is a group with over 3,000 members in there as well. You can follow Gifted and Gorgeous, who participates in this league as well. You can follow them on Facebook. Follow the group with over 3,100 as well in that group as also. So, yeah, Mia Made It, which I actually have to do a podcast with here in a second, here in probably about an hour. Mia Made It, go follow that page on Facebook as well, where we talk about wrestling and we discuss, you know, the monthly premium live events for the WWE, once a month with the youngest podcaster in foul history, Mia Made It. So yeah, guys, let's get into the league coverage. Matchup number 1, as I talked about, Design Gifted taking on Team Bro Dog and absolutely annihilating, almost beating them by 100. It looks like Brandon might have given up. 169.22 to 72.96. Standout performers for Team Bro Dog, 20.9. Aaron Jones with 106 yards and a touchdown to go along with that fumble, taking away 2 points, would have been a 23-point game. Standout performances for Design Gifted, of course, the big game from Saquon Barkley, 46.2. Bucky Irving with 27.2 in the OP. 88 yards and a touchdown, and Cortland Sutton with 29.7, 8 catches, 97 yards, and 2 touchdowns. As we talked about, guys, Saquon Barkley, 46.2, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those were the standout performances for matchup number 1. Matchup number 2, can you imagine if I would have put Jordan Addison in instead of Mike Evans? Mike Evans gave me 11.8. Jordan Addison was on my bench with 30.2. Ooh, would have like almost broke the record or something. Would have been like 200 points. That would have been incredible. But anyways, Brandon, let me move off. Matchup number 2, we got Gifted and Gorgeous and 2 Infinity and Bijan with by far game of the week, if not game of the year. We have Gifted and Gorgeous taking down the best roster in the league, 2 Infinity and Bijan, 121.2 to 121.18. Guys, possibly game of the year in the league. What a matchup. I do know what it was like to follow it all the way to the end because, as you know, Gifted and Gorgeous is my PIC partner in crime. Bo Nix with 19.42, 273, 2 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp, 20 points, 8 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. And Houston's defense with 18 points and Cameron Dicker with 16 points as well. 2 Infinity and Bijan had standout performances for Tua Tagovailoa, 28.48 points, 317 yards and 4 touchdowns. Tua looking like he's back, because if I'm not mistaken, that has been, since his return from the injury, 14.66, 17.54, 9 points. Everybody was worried. Is Tua okay? Is he gonna be okay? Is he back? Can he ever get back to form? Can he ever get back to what he used to be? Week number 11 comes along, 23.52. 288 yards, 3 touchdowns. 28.48 in week 12 against New England, 317 yards and 4 touchdowns. And then week 13 against Green Bay, 365 yards and 2 touchdowns for 25.2. Tua Tagovailoa could possibly be back, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing for me in one of my leagues. I know that I picked him up, and I don't know if I needed a quarterback. Probably not. One quarterback leagues, I don't like him sometimes, guys. OPs, offensive players, utility players, or utility positions, I guess in this sense, are just the way to go, I feel. Instead of a flex, two quarterback leagues are pretty cool. They're pretty fun, plus higher scoring. So matchup number 3, guys, we got Flame Boys taking down Watts on Wax Off, 127.74 to 75.2. It looks like Watts on Wax Off had 3, 4. Okay. You know what? All right, Watts on Wax Off. All right, JT. All right, that's how you want to be? That's how we're going to be? All right, we're not talking about your standout performance from Jaden Daniels, which was 31.4 points, 275 yards, and 3 total touchdowns with 2 interceptions that would have ended up being 35.4 points had it not been for those 2 interceptions that are 2 points each. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that standout performer. We're going to talk about how Breece Hall was on a bye week and he was on your lineup. We're going to talk about how Drake London was on a bye weekend, was on your lineup. And we're going to talk about how T. Higgins was on a bye weekend on your lineup. And Buffalo, you know what? Mental note. Put this into my brain. I'm gonna talk to JT next week. As you guys know, JT, longtime friend, childhood friend, school friend I went to school with back in the day. JT, shout out to you. Love you, bro. So next week, we're going to talk about it, dog. So we're going to figure out what's going on and what exactly happened. If I'm not mistaken, it was bipocalypse for JT. Don't know if he had the players. Don't know if he was busy. Don't know what happened. But Breece Hall, Drake London, T. Higgins, Buffalo Bills defense, all on byes. And, you know, all of them ended up on the lineup. Actually, let's check it out and see what happened. Michael Pittman could have been in for Drake London. Sorry, JT, I don't mean to dissect your lineup like this. But 15 points added on to 75 is 85-90. Okay, Michael Pittman had 15, he would have been in the wide receiver. Malik Nabers with 12, so 90, 102. He would have been in wide receiver 2, so 102. He had Tyler Kraft. He was looking for a defense, so he would, yeah, nah, he probably still would have lost. But hey, man, Keenan Allen had 23.6, so what if he put Keenan Allen in there? 75 plus 15, that's 90. Plus 23, that is 113. Defense has to give you 14 points. I don't know if he would have made that move. Let's see. Nah, because if we would have to go all the way back and really sift through the waiver wires, and let's not do that. We already dissected this enough, JT. You understand the point. But no, I imagine that's as bipocalypse as it gets. Breece Hall, Drake London, T. Higgins. You kind of say, I'm going to take my lumps at that point. And I guess when you're in the position that Watts on Wax Off is 5th place in his division, 4-8, I guess that's a tough one to kind of get out of bed for and go, you know, strap up your bootstraps and, you know, go out to war for. So, all right, 75.2, 127.4. Flame Boys taking the victory. Matchup number 4, guys. We have Quater Tots and Mahomes alone in what would have been game of the week if it wasn't for that instant classic between Gifted and Gorgeous and Bijan Robinson. Quater Tots 132.6, taking down Mahomes alone 134.12. Standout performers for Quater Tots, we have AJ Brown 22.9. 6 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown. George Kittle with 20.2, 6 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Puka Nacua with 20.7, 9 catches, and 117 yards. And those were the standout performers. Mahomes alone had standout performances from Jahmyr Gibbs with 25, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He also had a big game from Pat Mahomes in the offensive player utility spot with 28.76, 269 yards and three touchdowns as well. And then we'll go ahead and give the standout performance to Jackson Smith and Jigba, 20 points, 19.7, six catches, 77 yards and a touchdown as well. So instant classic. Did I say that? Hold up. Yeah, I did, right? I did say that Quater Tots took down Mahomes alone. I'm sorry. Don't know what happened there. 132.6 for Quater Tots to 134.12 for Mahomes alone. Mahomes alone taking down Quater Tots. 134.12 to 132.6 for Quater Tots. Big game for Mahomes alone and big victory. So, you know, shout out. Let's check the standings because I do want to see how that affects the league. Mahomes alone, 5-7 in the 4 seed, taking down Quater Tots, 7-4. So, okay, dropping Quater Tots and bumping Flame Boys into the number 2 spot in the East. Okay, guys, we got to get into the standings here soon. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm getting ahead of myself, but okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I love when we go into standings talk and how it affects the matchup. So the guests that come on when they do and are able to talk about stuff like that, I do enjoy it. So matchup that was Mahomes alone and Quater Tots. Matchup number 5, guys. Final matchup for week number 12. Another game that could have, you know, or had potential to be game of the week. On a smaller scale, Strange Animal 73.92 points. Team No Fine Please 70.22 points. Would have been game of the week if not for the instant classic from Gifted and Gorgeous and Bijan Robinson, and then of course the close game between Mahomes alone and Quater Tots. So strong week, guys. A lot of strong performances. A lot of close games. Fantasy football is a scary game, and you know, at sometimes I don't even know what to say. Like, you know, you got to just kind of take it on the chin and keep it moving, win or lose. But it's the luck of the draw, like we talk about. Matchup number 1, guys, going into week 13, we're going to talk about the matchups to expect and what we can expect to hear about on next week's episode. Matchup number 1 for week number 13, we have Design Gifted and Watts on Wax Off. We have Mahomes alone and 2 Infinity and Bijan. We have Gifted and Gorgeous and Team No Fine Please. We have Quater Tots and Flame Boys in matchup number 4. And then matchup number 5, we have Team Bro Dog and Strange Animals in the final matchup of week number 13. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the standings. In the East, guys, in Candyland, we have 2 Infinity and Bijan still holding the strongest record, as we talked about, 9-3, already clinching a playoff spot. This is where I was about to go off and start talking on the other side, on the other segment. But 2 Infinity and Bijan with the strongest schedule, 9-3, already clinching a playoff spot. Flame Boys in second, 7-5, tied with Quater Tots, 7-5. Mahomes alone in fourth, 5-7, and Watts on Wax Off in fifth place at 4-8. In the West, in Boomtown, we have Design Gifted leading, or actually tied with Gifted and Gorgeous at 8-4. A heated race all year. Gifted and Gorgeous, Design Gifted, and Strange Animals unfortunately falling out of the race, but was a part of it as well. Strange Animals number 3 at 6-6. Team No Fine Please in fourth at 4-8, and Team Bro Dog, the first team eliminated from contention at 2-10, the fifth seed in Boomtown. Team Bro Dog, Brandon, you're gonna have to do better than that if you want to remain in Boomtown. 2-10 is crazy. Being the first one eliminated is crazy. As JT said, it looks like Candyland was Boomtown, or was it? No, he talked about Zone 3 being Boomtown, which. We'll figure out exactly how that went at the end of the year. In the last episode, we'll figure out, you know, but or over the next few weeks, we'll figure out. But we'll come to a conclusion on exactly what it is that, you know, the divisions rank up as. So as we talked about, guys, the standings, we're going into the power rankings, Final Fantasy Football power rankings presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Gifted and Gorgeous, trending up 8 spots from number 10 to number 2. To Infinity and Bijan, trending up 7 spots from number 8 to number 1. And then Design Gifted, trending up 6 spots from number 9 to number 3. So all 3 of the bottom teams in the league, Gifted and Gorgeous at number 10, Design Gifted at number 9, and To Infinity and Bijan at number 8. Draft Day were expected to be 8, 9, and 10. Currently sit at 1, 3, and 2. So in that respective order. So Fantasy Football ESPN, I don't know what you guys are doing, but presented by Snickers. So guys, trending down, of course, making his permanent residency in the trending down section. Brandon, maybe your team just needs a Snicker team, bro dog. Trending down 7 spots from number 3 to number 10. Officially being eliminated from the playoffs. So next thing we're going to talk about is we went through the schedule. We went through week 12, went through week 13. We went through the standings. We went through the power rankings. And now, guys, as you know, we get into the playoff bracket. We get to talk a little bit of playoff fantasy football for the league. We got the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. In round 1, the projected winner's bracket and the 2 first round seeds for the wildcard weekend in the league. We have the number 1 overall seed, To Infinity and Bijan, 9-3 with the first bye. The second bye holder currently is Design Gifted, 8-4. And then the 2 wildcard matchups at the moment would be number 3, Gifted and Gorgeous, 8-4, taking on Strange Animals, 6-6. And Flame Boys, 7-5, taking on Quater Tot, 7-5 as well. But in the consolation bracket, we still have teams left to play, still have teams not trying to get last place. We have the number 7 seed, Mahomes Alone, 5-7. We have the number 8 seed in the first matchup, 4-8, Watts on Wax Off. And then in the second matchup, we have the number 9 seed, Team No Fine Please, 4-8, taking on the number 10 seed, Team Bro Dog, 2-10. So that is what the Wingstop Fantasy Football playoff projected bracket looks like in the current moment. In week number 12, going into week number 13. Week number 13, we will talk about next week on the episode. Guys, speaking of episode, we got a Mia Made It podcast episode dropping today as well. We're actually dropping yesterday, could be because this will drop on Sunday as we recorded on Saturday. Next podcast we got drops here at probably about 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, right before the WWE Premium Live Event for 2024 Survivor Series. If you are a WWE listener, follower, supporter, fan, and if you like in-depth conversation about every premium live event, and maybe even, you know, a bi-weekly show next week, you know, continue following us. Give us a 5-star rating, rate the podcast, review it, whatever you got to do. Follow us on Facebook, follow Design Individually Gifted on Facebook, Spotify. Follow me on Rumble at Design I Gifted, follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook, the group, the page. Follow Not Just a Voice, a podcast coming soon in 2025. And also follow Vixen Rocks and reach out to them and, you know, get you some merchandise and get you some custom made t-shirts, you know, custom made stickers, decals, etc. I don't even know. So reach out to them and see what they got. They got a lot more stuff. And, you know, thank you for everybody who is supporting and listening to the podcast. This is the end of this episode, and I guess we will talk to you guys next week on week 13 when it comes around. So we'll talk to you then.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that. true. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.